Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing with Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shiurim in the Sugya of Shomer Psoim Hashem Baruch Hashem. Until now, we have seen Niflos B'Sugya Zot, and now we're continuing. This is the fourth Shiur. The Yisod HaDvarim that we saw was that when Chachamim are Koveya, or the masses are Koveya, that there's nothing to be concerned with. There's taka nothing to be concerned with. People don't use their Das. They're considered Psoim. They just rely on what the Chachamim say. They rely on what everybody does, and the Mela Shomer Psoim, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards those who don't use their das, guards those fools, so to speak, in various cases of danger, which the Gemara establishes as such, as categories, as those instances where we would say, invoke the rule of Shomer Psoim Hashem. In a previous shir, we referenced the Tzemach Tzedek in the Tshuvas, the Torah's Chesed, the Chuvas Divrei Malkiel, the Chuvas Achiezer. So they explained, She'ikar Enyan, the Ikar Enyan, that was where we say, Shomer Psoim Hashem, according to them, the scenario is, Rak Legabei Chashash Rachok, Shehu Miuto De Miuto. It's only talking about a very remote chance of danger. That was our problem. Our problem is, what's the pshat? How can you permit something in a case of danger? Sakana, chamira sakonta meisure. That was our question. So the Mahalach of the aforementioned Achronim, the great Rav Malkiel Tannenbaum, whose Yurtzeit is this week, same day, the Yurtzeit of the great Rav Shneur Zalman Lublin, of afterwards he came to Eretz Yisrael, the Taras Chesed, Chaim Oizer. So they explained that the reason it's permitted is because it's mi'uta de mi'uta. It's a very, very remote mi'ut sheva mi'ut, a minority of a minority. And therefore, you don't have to be choshesh, shebo ein tzarich lachush, bepikuach nefesh. You don't have to be choshesh for the pikuach nefesh issue. Ubefashtut, eino muvan hageder. Bepashtus, it's hard to understand what the geder is over here. Demau hamiut sheyesh lachush alav. Umau hamiut shu pachot memiut sheein lachush alav. How do you define the miut? When do you have a miut that you are concerned with? And when do you have a miut shebe miut, a minority of a minority that you're not choshesh for, that you're not concerned with, and it's shayach to Shomer Psoim Hashem? When do you say this and when do you say that? Based on what we said, we can explain as follows. As long as there are two sides, even if one of them is a miut, so there we paskin, ein holchin bepikuach nefesh achar haroiv. In pikuach nefesh matters, we don't follow majorities. And to us, avo mi'uta de mi'uta, nichnas begeder, shebiyarnu, shebidvorim hanoigim ledinim, umatzev she'en klal lachushlo. If it's a mi'ut shebi mi'ut, then, in other words, if you know, statistically speaking, it's a minority of a minority, it's a very, very rare case, so that's in the gather that we explained in an earlier shir, that in matters relating to halacha, it's a matzav where you're not choshesh at all. And as we said, that there's certain cases that in halacha, that it's not even considered a chshash. It's not like you're concerned, but you could be makel. You don't even have to be concerned. לא צריך בכלל לעלות בדעתו שיש כאן בעיה. אז זה המצב עכשיו. זה המצב פה. במיעוט שבמיעוט, זה נכנס לגדר שבדברים הנוגעים לדינים, that's a מצב שאין כלל לא חשש שלו. איי, אבל אמרנו כבר שמה שאדם חושש או לא חושש אינו משפיע על המציאות. That doesn't affect reality. You can think whatever you want. From Heinz Bismorgen. You can feel what you want, think what you want, but that doesn't change the metzius. Ein ze mashpi al metziut shal yada nikbim dinei pikuach nefesh. So that doesn't impact the reality by which we establish laws of pikuach nefesh. So machpatli that you're not going to be ma'aleh b'da'atcha, you're not even supposed to even think that there's a problem, but still maybe there is a problem, so you can, you know, think what you want. You know, there's some people who have deal that they think, oh, there's no problem for Michal Shabbos. So you can think what you want, but it's a problem. אבל כיוון שלמעשה אין בני אדם חוששים לזה, אבל כולם על זה בכלל פטי, לא. But since this is something that nobody is concerned with, אין להעלות על הדעת בכלל שיש כאן שיש כאן בעיה. So this puts you in the category of a pesi and shomer psayim Hashem. Now as we had asked, what's the miut that you're choishish for? And what's the miut shebemiut that you're not choishish for? So the answer is that those areas of halacha where you're not even supposed to be concerned, it's not just pshat that you're mekel because you go follow the roiv, but it's pshat that you don't even have to think that there's a problem to start with. So in those scenarios, if we're dealing with a sakana, so we say that since people aren't thinking b'chlal about the sakana, they're not concerned with the sakana, so memela we say, shomer psoim Hashem, that the person is, people are begeder psoim, they're begeder fools because they're not using their das to think about it, and memela they have the shmira promised by the pasuk of shomer psoim Hashem, u'memela ein b'zeh kol sakana, gam b'metzius. So memela, even in the metzius, even in the our concrete world, in the concrete reality, there is no sakana, ve'en lachush lazeh, and we therefore have no problem. There's nothing to worry about. Achen, mipashtut divrehem mashma, desvira lehu demasha katuv shomer ptayim Hashem, urak asmachta, aval yisod adin svarahu, shelo lachush b'chai gavna, gam lefikuach nefesh. ועיין שם בדברי מלכיאל, שפירש למה שכתוב, דידוש ובי רבים, שהוא דמיזה חזינן שאין שכיח סכנה לזה. לא משמע הכי מכל לשונות הגמרא שהבאנו, שוודאי משמע מהם, שהוא משום שנאמר שאומר פתאים השם, וזה אותם מאתר, ולא שהוא רק אשמח דבר, מסליז האחרונים מפשטס דבריהם את משמע, that they hold that that it says Shomer Psoim Hashem is but an asmachta. It's not really the source. Yisodadin is a svara. That you shouldn't be choshe, you don't have to be choshe in such a case, even for pikuach nefesh. And the Divrei Malkiel says that that the Doshu Be'rabim indicates that you see that there's no sakana. In other words, it's really because there's no sakana. And the Doshu Be'rabim just shows you that there's really nothing to worry about. There's no sakana. But it's not mashma like that from the Lashonis of the Gemara. It's vadei mashma from the Lashonis of the Gemara. That it's because of Shomer Psoim Hashem. That's the reason for the heter. And not that it's just an asmachta. V'chein etzem ha-geder sheyeshno chashash, sheyesh lachush lo, af al pi shehu miut, u'mitzad sheni, yeshno chashash she'ein lachush lo, kevin shehu rak miut tzorich bi'ir tuva, l'ma hu amoded lazeh. ומתי אומרים את שהוא חשש כזה ולא חשש כזה? וכן צריך ביר טובה לפי זה דנמצא דשלו כדין? עשו בני ישראל שלא מלאו את עצמם במבא לפי מה דחסין הנהשתה, שגם בלא רוח צבונית אין בזה חשש המתיר משום פיקוח נפש. ואילו מפשטות הסוגיה, מבואר שכדין עבדי, אלא שבגנותן דיבר הכתוב כמו שכתבו התוספות, מדברי הספרי ובדיור התוספות, שמשום שהם גרמו לזה, ולא משום שנתברר שהיה זה שלא כדין. So we want to understand, first of all, the geder, the category, the nature of a case where there is a chashash that you should be concerned with, even though it's a miut. And then there's a chashash that you shouldn't be concerned with, even though there's a miut. Sometimes you are concerned. And you're not concerned. When do we say it's such a chashash? And when do we say it's such a chashash? Ma moded. What's the measuring stick? As according to these achronim, they don't really tell us when it's this way and when it's that way. Ma moded. What measures that? when it's a chashash you are choshish for, when it's chashash you're not choshish for. We also have to understand that according to these achronim, it would come out that the Jewish people were wrong by not circumcising themselves. They should have done it, because it turns out we know that without a ruach tzfonis, the Jewish people didn't circumcise in the midrash. There's no ruach tzfonis, no north wind. We see without a north wind, the baby is okay. So it's mashma they did then that means they did shalok adin according to the achronim. It's not much like that in the gemara. It's much like that in the gemara kedin. They were just not beseder. They were just guilty that there was no ruach tzfonis. But that once there wasn't, they did kedin. And according to these achronim, it's mashma they did shalok adin. Now, if the pshat is that it's really, it really wasn't dangerous. So then they did shalok adin by not circumcising themselves. So it's not mashma like that in the gemara. We also have to understand from the Ritva that we saw in a previous shiur that we discussed, that if a person wants to, he can decide not to circumcise on a Yom HaDeshusa, on a day where there's a south wind, which is bad for the baby. So if the Gemara establishes that Min HaDin Ein Lachosh Lo B'Bikoach Nefesh, so what's the heter not to circumcise? Based on what we said, we understand everything. It's because of the people's das. People's das is koveh. Oh, you're not worried about it? So then, or Chazal say not to worry about it? So memela, we're all psaim and shem, all psaim Hashem. And the Jewish people weren't guilty in the midbar. The Jewish people did kedin in the midbar by not circumcising because they were concerned. So in Mela there was a danger. And a person cannot circumcise in Yom HaDeshusa because in his mind there is a danger. So that means in the Metzias there will be a danger. Ella זאת אומרת, in principle, they're right, these achronim. But this was only said that we're only allowed to be mekel if it's a chashash rachok, if it's a remote chance. Otherwise, even if the chum say not to be choshesh, but lemaisa, it's going to be a sakana, there's a chashash and there's a sakana. It's only if there's a chashash rachok. If it's a chashash rachok, then that together with the fact that people aren't worried about it, so that's mevatel b'sakana. But it could be that if it's dashibo rabbi mamish, mamish, everybody does it, even if it's more of a chashash karo, it's a less remote chance, it's more likely, but since everybody does it, it could be that is mevatel b'sakana. Could be. Because like we said, the fact that in people's mind there's nothing to worry about, there's nothing to worry about. But if it's a chashash, karov, so then maybe if the chachamim said it, maybe that's not enough. They established no sakana. If in the metzias this is sakana, this is sakana, you have to be choshish. So chachamim only said it when it came to a chashash rachok. That's where they had the power to be mevatel the sakana. We're not dealing with maisa nisim here. It's a chashash rachok, and memela lechamim, it's easier for them to be mevatel the sakana. They just say, don't worry about it, nobody worries about it, and there's no sakana. And it would appear that even those rishonim that argue with the Ritva, that say that no matter what, we circumcise on a cloudy day or on a Yom HaDeshusa, on a day with the south wind, the Chaim Sha'al that we referenced in an earlier shir, and Simon and Tess writes that we don't paskin like the Ritva in this. So it's not because they argue on the Etzem HaYisod of Hashem Rebsayim Hashem, and it was the Ritva held that if it's a Yom HaDiva, Yom HaDeshusa, if you're Choshish, You don't do the bris milah, and other poskim argue and they say no. Even if you're choshesh, you still do the bris milah. It doesn't matter anymore. There's no more sakana. So there could be that, and we explained pshat in the ritva that it's because he holds that it's only because in your mind there's no problem. And Mimela, since in your mind there's no problem, Hashem guards you, you're called a Pesi. But if you're not a Pesi, you are concerned about it, you are thinking about it, you are using your Das, so then you don't have that Shemira. So the Achronim argue with him and say, no, you have the Shemira no matter what. It's not because they argue with him on the Etzema Yisod. And it's Tali B'das B'nei Adam, if they have no concern, then the Hashem is Shomer in the Psai. Just according to their opinion, these Achronim, this Psak, through the fact that Dasha B'Rabim, so Arei B'Teva, הדעת של בני אדם כבר נקבע שאין לחשוש, שאין חשש כזה. מה שחושש לו זה אדם פרטי, זה אינו מעצם המציאות הפועלת חשש, אלא שהוא זה שהעלה עצמו לחשוש בזה. כשם שישנם בני אדם החושים בכל דבר בדמיונם, אף פי שאין בו כל שייכות לסכנה. וזה חשש מסוג אחר. הוא הבא מצד דמיון ולא מצד הסכנה שבדבר. So, the pshat in these achronim is that since Dashu Bo Rabin, it is in the nature of the das of people that establishes that there's nothing to worry about, and the fact that an individual is worried about it is not because of the etzem hametzius that creates this concern. Rather, he brought himself into this situation. Just like there are people who have dimyonis. Oh, this is going to be dangerous. This is not dangerous at all. You know, let me just give you an example of what I say. Some people are afraid to fly. Now, there are plane crashes, but they're extremely, extremely rare. They get a lot of publicity when they happen, extremely rare. Getting into a car is so much more statistically, so much more dangerous. I don't know anybody who doesn't get into a car. Everybody goes into cars. He used to be a famous football announcer and Rebbe, he's a football Rebbe, football guru and coach, player, John Madden. He used to live across the street from me. So John Madden, if I was not Jewish, I would say may he rest in peace in football heaven. But I am Jewish and I don't believe in football heaven. So John Madden was afraid of flying. He didn't fly. He would have a bus, a very comfortable bus. And that's how he would travel all over the place. Travel and travel and travel in his big bus. He's a big guy, needed a big bus. But it's dimyonis. I mean, a bus is a lot more dangerous than a plane. But so it's dimyonis. So this guy, we're back to our case over here. This guy is dimyonis. Oh, this is going to be dangerous. V'zeh chashash misuga. So this guy also, if it's nikba b'teva, B'teva b'nei Adam, not to be concerned, and this guy is concerned, so this is all his world of dimyonis. But the fact that nobody is concerned about it is mevatel any chashash. And he's concerned not because it's a real sakana, but because he's crazy, because he's what we call in modern Hebrew medumyan. He's living in the world of imagination, which is essentially what fears are, right? Fears are our imagination. I mean, sometimes there is reason to be fearful, but a person is just imagining. So you should use your imagination to think about the fear. It's true, but it's imagination, and sometimes you should be concerned with this imagination. Sometimes it's just dumb imagination that has no basis in reality. So if nobody's concerned about it, his imagination really has no basis in reality, and therefore we say Shamar Psayim Hashem. But everybody holds the Yesod HaDin that it's because on this type of sakana there's no chashash. Just the Ritva holds that if you are choshesh, then you should be careful. Like Yom HaDi'iva, Yom HaDeshusa, on this cloudy day, on a south wind day, not to do the Bris Milah. And the other Achronim hold, no. They say Achronim hold that they say that it's Nikba B'teva Das B'nei Adam not to be concerned, and therefore that's Mevatel, the any concern, this person is just considered a midumyan person. He's just considered a person living in his world of imagination. He doesn't have to pay any attention to that. And this is can be explained more better based on a yesod of Rabbeinu in the Sefer Yad Melech in Hilchos Mamrim in the 7th Perek in the 10th Halacha, that it says numerous times in the Gemara, "Batla daito etzel kol adam." What's the Yisod Abot L'dayt Oetzel Kol Adam? That if this is the Anhagas B'nai Adam, if a person does otherwise, he's acting beloy das. He's like a shaita. When it says butla daita itzel kol adam, ayid, who acts otherwise, is considered that he's acting beloy das. He's considered a shaita lo isay dover. That's why it's considered butla daita. It's bitl das el hot nishkin das. He's kaloy da beloy das choshiv. So you see, there's a matzav here of a pesi l'dover echad. For this thing, he's considered a pesi. Pasuk calls him a pesi. So everybody else is doing otherwise, and he's doing his way, so then he's considered a pesi. He doesn't have das. He's not called das. So Mamela, even if he is concerned about it, but that's his own problem. But it's not based in reality, because the fact that nobody is concerned with it is mevatel v'sakana, as we explained at length. And Mamela, they're considered psaim. And shemel psaim, Hashem. V'advarim meirim kesapirim, zakim ubirim. As אני מודה לכם שהאזנתם, זה היה השיעור הרביעי במספר, בסדרה הזאת הנפלאה, המענגת, המרתקת, העמוקה, ויש עוד מה לדבר, מוריי ורבותיי, עוד קנצי למילים לא עשים, אנחנו לא גמרנו, בסייעת הדשמה אני מקווה, שנזכה להמשיך הלאה, אני מודה לכם מאוד שהאזנתם, עזרת השם בלי נדר, אנחנו נמשיך ונראה עוד נפלאות בסוגיה הזאת. שלום שלום, אהובי ידידיי, הוריי ורבותיי.